Make a big job small. Make a big job small. It seems as though we spend our lives on making little jobs big. We have a way of making work, of making things a lot of work. And how foolish that is. How foolish that is when all of life is a miracle, and all we do is say, it is done now. And as we say, it is done now, we put into motion those causes that bring that about. Now, I enjoy playing on our Kubota tractor. It's a big old bird, and it has an 8-foot drag on the back, and it scrapes the dirt up where I want it to. It has a big scoop in the front, and I really haven't used it the way I should. And, of course, because I haven't been using it the way I should, I've not been getting the work done that I want done. I've been working harder and getting less done. But now we've had a good rainfall, a big rainfall, and it flooded all the roads and all the pathways on the campus here on the University of Healing. And it needs to be straightened out. Well, I waited a day or two, and I got the tractor out. And I've been taking the tractor and dragging it around the property, dragging the Gannon around, scooping all the dirt that's plugging here and making ditches there and making all sorts of unhappy things here and there, and flattening them out, filling them in, flattening them out. But I was thinking I should have a hand shovel so that I could take care of little details. And then I thought, now what would a genius do? What would a genius do if he had a tractor, and that tractor was big enough to do all the work that needed to be done, strong enough, it could do all sorts of things. Now, let's take the shovel. I put the shovel down, and I shovel up dirt, and I put the dirt where I want it. Now, here I have this big forward blade, this big scoop in the front of the tractor, and I can tilt it so that the blade is touching the ground. And then I can take the blade and I can put it on the other side of the ditch and bring it down very firmly and then pull it back so that it drags dirt from the other side of the ditch into the ditch. And I do that on several spots and do that very wonderfully, make a little heap there so that that's well filled in. Then I turn the tractor around the other way with the wheels on each side of the ditch, and I drop the blade, I drop the scoop with the blade down so that it's right at the beginning of the part that I've filled in. And then I just gently pull it back, and the ditch is filled in about 5 minutes, where if I had been doing it by hand, I would have felt a great deal of effort being expended. Now, why don't we always do that? We have a way of doing it. We have a way of making anything that we want a lot of work or a simple job. We can do whatever we want. We can make a big job small or we can make a small job big. It all depends on what we want. Now, we've had this tractor here in 20 years already, and we have used it beautifully and wonderfully. But have we always used it to our benefit? Have we always used it to accomplish the things we want? The girls look at the tractor and they say, oh, we can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And I look at the tractor and I say, let's see how we can make the tractor do the work for ourselves. Let's see how we could scoop up the trash and put it wherever we want it, in the back of the truck, and not having to lift a finger to touch it, just touch the tractor itself and do the gears and let it work. That can be very wonderful. And it can work out very wonderful. Now, can anyone do this? Does it take someone skilled on the tractor like me because I've been doing it now and then? Well, I don't consider myself skilled on the tractor because I look at many people who work on tractors and they are magical people. They can just make a whole job dissolve into nothing by their skillful learning that they have learned how to use the tractor in the various ways. All of us can learn how to use the tractor in various ways. We don't need a teacher. A teacher might speed things up a little bit, but we can just figure it out. Now, how do we want to use what the tractor has available to use in its most efficient way? And so we take time by lifting up the blade and putting it down. We take time tilting it forward, tilting it back, so the dirt will slide smoothly under it and go just where we want it to go. We take time chopping into a pile of dirt on the side of the road and then taking the scoop and getting in there and scooping up a big chunk of it and putting it where we want to. We take time to give attention to how the tractor can be used, how the big jobs can be handled by what tools we have. Now, in the past, we didn't always have big tractors or even tractors here. And we had to use the shovel and the pickaxe and work on things. And we did them, and it was good for our health. It was good for us because we exercised well, and it was really a very good way to do things. And we liked it. We all liked it. We used the grub axe, and we chopped out the weeds, and we did this. Now we have a disc that we can put on the tractor and drag it across the fields and chop out all the weeds and make everything smooth and nice. We have all of these tools if we want to use them. And most of the time, we're afraid to use them because they seem to be so overwhelming. They do so much, and we have not learned how to control it. We can. We can learn to put the discs behind the tractor and then lift up the discs a little bit so they're not so deeply ensconced into the earth, and just let it sort of slip across the top of the soil to make it all beautiful and good. We can learn all these things if we wish, but our first effort is usually says, I've never done that before. I don't know how to do that. That looks very difficult to do. That looks very hard to do. And of course, the more we say that, the less we apply ourselves and the less skill we demonstrate that we already have within us. Are you able to do all of these things? Are you able to demonstrate all of these skills in you? You sure are. Can you drive a car? Then you can drive a tractor. Can you drive a car and go backward and go forward? And can you turn around and see where you're going and look forward and see what you're doing? Sure you can. All you do is say, fine, no sweat, I can do that. I can apply myself there, and I can do it very wonderfully and very beautifully, and then I go and do it. But it's just a matter of this application. It's just a matter of making a big job small. The tractor is a big old instrument, and it has a big scoop and a big blade and the big cannon in the back. It's fantastic, and it covers a large expanse, and it does a beautiful job. And I can make it go deep or go light. I can make it be a drag, or I can do anything. And the tractor won't moan or groan in the slightest, but it'll just say, good, I'm glad to see you're using all the capacities, all the capability that I am and that I have to share with you. And I am here to give it to you all the time, whenever you ask for it. I make a big job small because I see it little by little, using my tools in the most perfect, beautiful way, and every way it functions perfectly. Yeah, every time we try it, it works. The genius is in us. It doesn't matter what tool we have. The genius is in us, and we do it beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, and now. I love you. I love you. I love you.